A Ketchikan fly fisherman reported missing on Saturday has been found safe. 57-year-old David Ford had gone to Salmon Bay Lake on Prince of Wales Island for a fishing excursion. A Taquan air pilot arriving at the lake on Saturday at a scheduled pickup time could not locate Ford. Beth Ibsen, spokesperson for Alaska State Troopers, says Ford was found alive midday yesterday.
Searchers found 57-year-old David Ford at, it was in an area north of the creek between Salmon Bay Lake and Salmon Bay. Last night, searchers found some tracks, some footprints that they hadn't seen before. So today, that was one of the tasks, was to kind of follow that trail and search the area that that trail, that those footprints led to. And from what I understand, that led the searchers to him.
Ibsen says Kluwak Search and Rescue, Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad, state troopers, and Forest Service personnel all helped with the ground search, and the Coast Guard and Temsco helicopters also searched from the air.
I like happy endings. We don't, you know, once in a while we have a search that, you know, we fear the worst but hope for the best, and occasionally we have good news at the end of the day.
Ibsen did not have complete details of Ford's condition or why he went missing. She says troopers had planned to interview him late yesterday afternoon. An attorney for the lone survivor of a Coast Guard helicopter crash in 2010 says the agency's Alaska commander is recommending that Lieutenant Lance Leone not be promoted or involved in flight operations again. Attorney John Smith called Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo's recommendations a career killer and said Leone would appeal. Earlier this year, Ostebo dismissed charges against Leone in connection with the deadly crash off of the Washington coast, but in administrative remarks for Leone's personnel file, Ostebo found Leone's actions as co-pilot directly contributed to the deaths of his three colleagues and destruction of the aircraft. Smith said Ostebo's latest recommendations came in a report that Leone got this week. He said Leone is being reassigned from Sitka to San Antonio, where he is to have an administrative job. A jury trial tentatively set for December for a former Juneau police officer accused of firing on his former colleagues. Troy Wilson's attorney entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf during an arraignment Monday afternoon. The 45-year-old former police lieutenant did not appear in Juneau Superior Court Monday. Instead, he participated in the hearing by telephone from an undisclosed location in Anchorage. He did not say anything besides answering routine questions posed to him by the judge or his attorney. Wilson was indicted by a grand jury on Friday on 6 counts of attempted murder, 6 counts of misconduct involving weapons in the second degree, 6 counts of assault, 2 counts of criminal mischief, and 2 counts of misdemeanor misconduct involving weapons in the fourth degree. Wilson was arrested after an alleged standoff and shooting with officers at his home on Black Wolf Way on April 7th. A man from the Bering Sea village of Hooper Bay has been awarded $500,000 for being excessively tasered by village police officers. From Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more on that story.
A Bethel jury has found that 35-year-old Thomas Boya Olson was tasered between 15 and 18 times, which constituted excessive force. The jury also found that excessive force was a substantial factor in causing harm to Olson. There were 4 defendants in the case, the 3 Hooper Bay officers, Dimitri Oakes, Charles Simon, and Nathan Joseph. The city of Hooper Bay was also a defendant. The tasering happened on December 26th of 2006, when Olson was 30 years old. Since then, the case has gone all the way to the Alaska Supreme Court and back to Bethel over the last 5 years. Last week's trial decided some of the damages. The jury awarded Olson $500,000, half for damages that he has already received from the incident, and the other half for damages he will receive in the future because of it. During the trial, Olson said that he had 4 scars from being tasered that day. In court, details of the event unfolded, although the particulars of which were argued until the end. It started with the officers responding to Olson's home for a complaint. There they found him asleep, woke him up, and handcuffed him. They said he was endangering the children in the home because he had been drinking. Alcohol is illegal in Hooper Bay through Alaska's local option law. When the 3 officers were escorting Olson out of his house, they said he did not go quietly. They said they fell to the floor and Olson started kicking all of them. That's when they used their tasers. The officers said they continued to taser Olson because not all of their attempts made proper contact and were not effective, and because Olson continued to fight them. Olson's side of the story differed in some important details. He said he had only had a few drinks that night and wasn't drunk. He said while he was being escorted out, they slipped and fell on the floor because it was dirty and wet. He said he resisted going with the officers because he didn't want to leave his children alone without their mother there. Olson did admit to kicking the officers multiple times, but said he was tasered while he was handcuffed on the floor while on his stomach. He said at some point he was tasered by more than one officer simultaneously. Additional punitive damages in the case will be considered separately in court. That's scheduled for May 8th in Bethel. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.
A judge has refused to toss out a manslaughter charge against an Alaska-based soldier accused of engaging a fellow soldier in a deadly game of Russian roulette. Sergeant Michael McCluskey of Beverly, New Jersey, died after shooting himself in the stomach with a high-powered revolver after what prosecutors describe as a 36-hour drinking binge and gunplay with friend Jacob Brouch. The judge said it was up to the jury to decide if Brouch acted recklessly when he handed his friend the gun and bullet in March of last year in his home in Eagle River, just north of Anchorage. The Fairbanks City Council has voted to approve an ordinance to fine 911 abusers. The ordinance passed on a unanimous vote Monday. It authorizes the city to fine chronic abusers $250. Mayor Jerry Clayworth says the ordinance is intended to deter the frequent flyer abusers of 911. Clayworth says 911 abuse has been a chronic problem with a few individuals. He says those individuals will use the system for non-emergency needs such as finding telephone numbers. Rocker Ted Nugent yesterday pled guilty to transporting a black bear that he illegally killed near Heidelberg in May of 2009. Nugent committed the misdemeanor violation while filming a show for the outdoor channel called Spirit of the Wild. According to Assistant U.S. District Attorney Jack Schmidt, a viewer familiar with Alaska hunting laws turned Nugent in after the defendant's show aired on the outdoor channel. According to a plea agreement signed by Nugent, the defendant was bow hunting near Prince of Wales Island when he wounded a black bear. Nugent failed to locate and harvest the wounded black bear. He then shot and killed another bear and transported the bear on board the fishing vessel El Dorado. According to state law, the first bear counted toward Nugent's seasonal bag limit of one bear. Yesterday, Nugent accepted a plea agreement in which he pled guilty to one misdemeanor violation of the Lacey Act, which prohibits the transportation of wildlife taken illegally. That plea agreement was approved by Magistrate Judge Michael Thompson in Ketchikan's U.S. District Court yesterday morning. Appearing telephonically, Nugent said he cherishes his time hunting and that he would never knowingly break any game laws. Nugent said he was blindsided by the violation and offered his apologies to the court. Nugent's Alaska attorney, Wayne Anthony Ross, described his client as a rock superstar who is also an ethical hunter. He says there was no blood evidence on the arrow that nicked the initial black bear. Ross says Nugent donated the second black bear hide to charity. Schmidt says the initial bear was hit by an arrow, as was evidenced by a blood trail. He described Nugent as an avid hunter who, he said, should have known what Alaska's hunting regulations were. Schmidt pointed out that Nugent is on probation for hunting violations in California. Judge Thompson said he was unaware of the state law that required hunters to report injured black bears as part of their bag limit, and he says media attention surrounding Nugent's case could serve to alert hunters about the law. Thompson accepted the plea agreement, which requires Nugent to pay a $10,000 federal fine and $600 restitution to the state for the loss of the bear. Nugent will also serve 2 years probation, and he must also create a public service announcement that will be broadcast on a regular basis on his TV show for a year.